What do we got for Jacktober?
Jacktober.
Somebody will be playing us fucking reading that list.
Yeah, exactly. Can you believe they read the...
Who's the best law?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got some good pizza in Huntington.
Pizza. Sam, Jacktober time.
Well,
best place to have a Budweiser. I swear, that's there.
What? Best house. Place to have a yes. Budweiser.
Is my house there?
No, it's a fucking photo of your Escalade.
A lot of restaurant categories. I don't see any fucking F.H. Reilly's in there.
Nope.
Oh, boy, did they blow at this dumb newspaper. I don't acknowledge that.
Unless you have to submit yourself to be considered.
Who gives a shit if I win Best Long Island Personality? But to my brother, that would be a cool little thing for his business. So they could go fuck themselves. Sam, Jacktober time. What
Jacktober.
Do you got?
Well, we visited Memphis yesterday, mm-hmm. and since Anthony was sickly, I decided, let's stay in Memphis and visit one of their other primetime morning shows.
There's that much talent in Memphis? You could do two in a row?
Yes, if this satellite radio thing doesn't work out, I think you guys should move to Memphis.
Yeah, do you?
Nice.
Maney and Riley. What do we know about Maney and Riley in the morning?
They do mornings on Q107.5, which plays all the hits.
I love when stations say all the hits. Thank God they're playing all the hits.
Every hit.
Thank God.
Yes.
Aren't hits just that hits?
They're hits.
Why would you have to say we play all of them?
All the hits, not just some of the
hits. The reason they're hits.
Well, not just the top hits, but all the hits.
Because they're playing
them. No,
it's
not top hits. They're all
the hits.
But they might leave some out, not this station.
They don't, though.
Not correct. This
popular
station
popular songs are hits, and a station plays all of them.
Yes.
Every single time.
This station, Q107.5. And believe it or not, in between playing all the hits, Maney and Riley give us a little injection of personality.
Oh, thank God.
Jacktober starts today with this. Sam wrote this. Maney and Riley do 74 seconds of the most boring, unnecessary radio anyone's ever heard.
Yes.
I don't know. We did some boring radio just now.
We were
the
just
best of list.
Talking about a best of list.
I believe more boring than that.
I believe that after you hear this clip, you guys will all feel pretty good about your Let's Read the List segment.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're confident in that.
I am.
All right, here we go. Jacktober for today. We look at Maney and Riley in the morning on Q107.5 in Memphis. All the hits.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Q this morning. We appreciate you punching us in on your dial. Because not everybody has a rotary dial, so they can punch us.
Okay,
you know.
Gotcha.
In fact, in my car, I got 107.5, three out of my six, because I'm always curious to hear what Drex and Dilo have to say about us. All right, well, Halloween, of course, right around the corner, and I'm going to ask you guys how much you plan on spending on your Halloween costume this year. According to the National Retail Federation, I didn't even know there was a National Retail Federation.
I don't know if I can sit through the complete 74 seconds, Sam.
Why?
We're only halfway done.
How much do you plan on spending on your Halloween costume?
Why are people just getting crazy with their...
Well, with the economy in a recession, you might want to spend much last year.
Pertinent question now.
I spent $1,400 last year. This year I'm spending $71.
Halloween is right around the corner, and it's important that since it's about 2.5 weeks away to have a new Halloween topic every day. Because if there's one thing that's on the forefront of all of our minds every morning, it's Halloween is approaching.
We did our Halloween break today, so we understand that. What did we say? All haunted house suck a dick.
Suck.
Except the one in Ulster Park.
What are you dressed up as?
I'm not sure yet.
I'm eagerly awaiting the child that hangs himself. story. Yeah, it happens every year. Some dopey kid thinks it's going to be fun, and he'll scare his friends by hanging himself, and he
hangs himself.
You ought to go as a princess.
touching me. Yeah, he is leaning over and just pawing at
me. Uncle Paul likes Sam's multicolored nipples. He likes to tweak them. Samuel cries.
What is that?
Enough with the Bacon Brothers. Are they really making music that anyone gives a shit about?
Are they? I've never heard their stuff.
They've been fucking trying to do this for years.
Let's hear it. You a handsome man, Mr. Garrison.
It's horrible.
And Kevin plays the harmonica, and his brother plays the guitar and sings.
Kevin was singing before, though, unless he was just harmonizing.
They've been trying to make it as the Bacon Brothers for years. Like, no one cares.
Kevin Bacon's kind of made it as an actor. And
kind of. He's huge.
You know, that's what I mean.
And now he's trying to
literal
make his brother.
It's like a little sarcasm in there. Like, why is he doing this? He, you know, kind of has a name for himself in Hollywood.
Maybe he kind of needs some money after Bernie done took it all.
Oh, was he on the list?
I heard he took a beating.
Yeah?
I heard that they lost everything. And that could be false.
That might be why he's fucking blowing up harmonica.
I hope it's not true.
He's been doing this for at least 10 years.
I want to hear some of their stuff, and then I'll shit on it if it's bad.
At the only award show that we ever went to, they were the entertainment. And that was...
What else is the NAMBLA Awards going to do?
And why the spa music with this show there?
Yeah.
Manny and Riley.
It's a new age garbage.
I don't know. My only thing, some morning shows, Scorch, for instance, take great pride in finding techno beds
that they can talk over.
Yeah.
You got to talk over techno beds.
He always played techno beds on the rock station that he works for.
I want to hear his TV show again.
Obsessed with it.
I wish that
you're not allowed.
Because
of copyright infringement, all the clips are still online, yeah. But it's like no
all
audio.
The YouTube clips had the audio cut out.
Because he used music that...
that's not why. It was somebody with ears decided to... yes.
Friendly.
Enjoy the silent film.
Legs Zeppelin.
Bringing it back.
Legs Zeppelin is copyrighted, of course.
Now let's get back to Meany and Riley in the morning.
National Retail Federation. I didn't even know there was a National Retail Federation.
Of course there is.
Yeah. How much do you think people plan on spending on their Halloween costume on an average? What would you say, Riley?
$100.
$100?
Yeah.
Is that what you usually spend a year? About $100?
I mean, it just depends. Like, last year I spent like $30 because I kind of just put it together. And then the year before that it was like... It was like 70 because it was a really cool costume.
That's the averaging to be.
Well, according to the National Retail Federation, Riley, you are spending almost 5 times more than everybody else.
Wow, really?
Yeah, the average is about $21.
Really?
That's how much the average person is going to spend on a Halloween costume this year. And I thought that was a little low.
Not only was that really boring, it was completely inaccurate, too. Didn't she say she spent $20 and then another year she spent what?
She said, I usually spend $100. Last year I spent $30, and the year before I spent $70.
And then he said that the average is $21, which is 5 times more than she's spending, which is not.
But no, because if you average hers out, it will average somewhere what, like
$50 something.
But
maybe so she and maybe twice as much.
Twice it would be the answer.
Not
yes.
5 times.
And that's if you were listening.
Right,
but I was nodding off during that.
Really, it was only 74 seconds. And we broke it up.
If I was going to do a Halloween costume break, I would do the one that was on the news the other day about tweens wearing provocative.
They're calling them slutty.
Provocative.
Slutty costumes.
Costume.
How much do they cost?
Who gives a shit,
about $100. Oh.
Yeah, I figured.
But they're strutting around dressed like little French maids. In little short little cat suits.
Ooh.
And things like that. Just looking completely... inappropriately dressed, and they went to the man on the street interviews, and people outraged. There's some outrage.
Yeah, my favorite is when someone thinks they have an original idea and they show up at the party and there's 10 others specifically like them.
What happened?
Like, if you're trying to do the Lady Gaga thing this year, don't. Save yourself.
A lot of people are going to be a Lady Gaga.
You know, the red thing in front of her face, that's going to be a big one.
I hate when people know who I am by my Halloween costume, Gregory.
Ted.
Hi, Ted.
I put on a plastic Darth Vader mask last year. Everybody says, Theodore, how are you?
How did they know it was you?
I don't know. I said, Luke, I'm your father. And somebody punched me through my mask, whacking my eye. And they stole my candy.
Aw.
You didn't like that?
No, I was just a tricksin' and treatsin'.
The Darth Vader mask.
Yeah, slutty costume.
I hate when Uncle Paul thinks me Trixen and Treatson.
Trixen and Treatson? Never heard it put that way.
Let's get back to Jocktober. Oh, Meany and Riley continue to try to make something interesting out of Halloween, and they fail miserably.
Because I don't know what I want to be yet, so I got to be something.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Halloween anyway.
the one chance that you can dress up and look stupid or slutty if you even want to.
A naughty blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's a naughty blank. I don't know, man.
Oh.
I don't know. Because it's such a huge thing. It's like a lot of pressure. Got to dress up. You know, gotta go buy something. Then you don't want to be a double.
Have these two ever met?
This guy doesn't have a thought in his head.
I like that they almost went to that interesting place that Ant was talking about with the slutty costumes.
And what's a slutty blank? Bitch, whore, what?
Probably
slutty whore.
Or hoe.
Well, no, I think blank is, insert the blank here, it could be any costume, whether it be...
Costume. The way you say costume is enraging.
Isn't it just you want to punch him square in his face?
And the T and the U together.
Costume. It's costume.
Say customer.
Customer.
Right. There's a crisp snapping in customer.
Yes.
Why is costume not how crisp snapping?
Because of the yum. Because it ends in a vowel.
So what?
You're like the Jimmy Dean guy.
Say costume.
Costume.
Say cos.
Costume.
Tomb.
No, not say that.
Right. Costume.
No, that's not.
How do you say it?
Costume. Costume.
You want to see his lips when he says it? His teeth stay apart.
I think that's
the most fucking punchable thing I've ever seen.
I think that's what makes it great. You can't see that out there.
Want to costume, love you.
Right?
Yeah, you do.
Costume. You stick your lips out.
Costume.
Dress up like an angel.
Uncle Paul is touching you.
This kid's beautiful.
Oh, he won't tell either, Uncle Paul.
Oh, good.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, Danny would always tattle on me. He didn't mean to, but he'd drink some of that stuff and start talking a lot.
Uncle Paul, you like how he says costume?
I do. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll have him say it into my underpants. Costume.
Get a lot of warm air that way, right?
Yeah, he knows what I like.
Costume.
Costume.
Right.
Manny and Riley continue to try to make something interesting. Okay, we continue with this clip.
A lot of pressure. Got to dress up. You know, got to go buy something. Then you don't want to be a double. When you go out, you don't want somebody wearing the same thing you do.
Yeah, that's my only issue. Like, I refuse to buy my costume at one of the Halloween places around because then 60 other people are going to have it.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Wow, that is incredibly boring.
They should go as a fired radio show.
How do you guys deal with the pressure of picking out a Halloween outfit?
Oh, my goodness. It is such pressure, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make my own at home.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I taped a piece of toilet paper around my head and face, and I went as a boy with the mumps.
This guy's not even going to go
fucking
dressed up as anything.
No, neither is she. She's sitting at home.
Right.
Can I see them, Dan? Do you have any photos or no?
Q107.5, Maney and Riley.
All right, let's do the next clip as Danny finds her pictures. Maney and Riley covered the Michael Jackson story. We covered the Michael Jackson story.
Exactly.
Right. This ought to be interesting.
Riley has no clue who Paul Anka is.
Yes.
Maney tries to save her and laughs at her at the end.
Forget.
This should be good.
I think so.
Sticking you in the middle of hit music and Hollywood sleaze. It's E on the Q. It's Riley.
So Michael Jackson, his music goes on, but the drama goes on right along with it. His new single that's just...
When you say but, there's supposed to be a contradiction.
Yeah.
His music goes on, but the drama goes on. Dope.
But
it should have been...
And so does.
Yes, or the music goes on, but the drama doesn't, or whatever.
Yeah, that's the way you use the word but.
You don't say but and then agree. Have a continuance.
Wow.
Jackson, his music goes on, but the drama goes on right along with it. This new single that's just come out, this is it. This is the one that was released yesterday.
Right, we played it.
We like it, right?
Yeah, we debuted it.
Apparently, this one was not his.
It's going to be added.
I thought we
debuted
it.
They liked it. Yeah, we debuted
They debuted it. They just said we fucking had the world premiere yesterday, Sam.
Yep. No, Maney and Riley just said they debuted it.
That's cute, but everyone knows we had the world premiere of the Michael Jackson song.
They're probably going to be spinning that a lot, I think, and that's why they like it. Hey, we like it.
We like it.
The PD told them, you know, we're going to be playing this, so say you like it.
Day.
Right, we played it.
We like it, right?
Yeah, we debuted it.
Apparently, this one was not his song. There's this dude named Paul Anka that came out and said.
Paul Anka?
Dude.
What a cant.
Look, I understand she's probably.
Wade Anka.
I understand she's probably very young, but you got to, if you're working in music radio, you got to kind of know some random dude. Pioneers.
Paul Anka.
Paul Anka.
She's an Anka around this guy's neck.
I wonder if she drinks sunk in the morning so she doesn't get all caffeinated. Oh, she has an uncle bracelet.
An uncle bracelet.
You think she's a cunta?
That was released yesterday.
Right, we played it.
We like it, right?
Right. Yeah, we debuted it.
Apparently, this one was not his song. There's this dude named Paul Anka that came out and said he and Michael were supposed to get together and do this track together as a duet. Then, deal went sour. Michael went back, took the tapes. And then there was going to be a whole suit. He was going to sue Michael.
Right.
Return the tapes. But then Michael had recorded this himself. So then Anka later gave it to this person, Sapphire, who recorded it in 1990.
Paul Anka, Paul. I think my dad had a Paul Anka CD or a tape around somewhere.
Well, here's a...
Why the fuck isn't this guy laughing at her for saying Paul Anka when he knows that her his name's Paul Anka?
He should make her say it over. Who?
That's what I would do.
Instead,
God forbid you do some good radio.
Paul Anka.
Instead, he's coming
staring at you idiot.
He's coming in with an anecdote about Paul Anka. That way she doesn't have to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
God forbid you embarrass someone on the radio. Why is that bad?
Well, because, you know.
You do that in real life. If your fucking friend is walking around saying Paul Anka. He's going to get a beating.
That doesn't sound like friends to me.
No.
That's hurt feelings.
Michael had recorded this himself. So then Anka later gave it to this person, Sapphire, who recorded it in 1990.
I think my dad had a Paul Anka CD or a tape around somewhere.
Well, here's a... Sapphire's version.
Just the best he could do is kind of laugh very lightly.
Wow.
Is that her right there?
She's pretty hot.
I can't tell.
There's no business being in front of Mike.
Yeah, she's retarded.
She's fucking hot.
She better not brush that hair back. There's a lot of skull showing.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
The bane of her existence. She probably spends an hour bobby pinning that shit so the wind doesn't blow up.
Bobby pinning.
She looks like a fucking baby with a bonnet with that hairdo. There's nothing worse than a fucking chick with a bunch of wispy hairs up front and a whole bunch of skull.
Yeah, very flat. Not much body to that hair.
Has the luster of a tire iron.
Let's see her not sipping on something.
Why?
Well, I want to see what she looks like. Because she makes her face kind of weird. What about one of those other pictures? There. Yeah.
She's got youth on her side. She's all right.
Jesus, look at all that thank God that hair is there. Picture that hair.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fucking forehead like a Klingon.
Exactly. Excuse me, you with the chemo wig.
Hey, look, it's Rocky Dennis drinking fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Why are we saying this stuff? She's cute.
She is. Let's go to Dan.
Yeah,
she's
cute, actually.
Dan.
Hey, you boys. How you doing today?
Hi, Dan.
Good. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Listen, Paul Anka, more like Uncle Paul.
I think I said that.
You did.
All right. Let's go to Dr. X. Dr. X.
The boys get recognized. Don't make a fucking monkey out of me. I didn't say monkey, did I?
Yep.
You asshole.
Joe in North Carolina. Yes. Joe.
Hey, what's up, man? Please point out that she said Michael Jackson.
She said Michael Jackson.
Did she really?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, we got to play the clip again.
What the fuck is Michael Jackson?
Oh, she's perfect. She's a dummy.
She is a dope.
Sticking you in the middle of hip music and Hollywood sleaze. It's E on the Q with Riley.
So Michael Jackson, his music goes on, the drama goes on right up.
Yeah, she's Michael Jackson a little. And then... She's just chuckling.
Manny wants to know why you're freaking out.
That's the thing.
That's their bit?
You get people to call, hey, why are you freaking out this morning?
Do they smile after they're done freaking out?
Well, I mean, it's not the rule, but they, you know, they don't want to get carried away. Like, they're not calling to say super negative stuff. Just kind of keep it fun.
All right, let's listen to this.
If you are freaking out right now about something, tell us why. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What is it that you are freaking out about?
I'm 3 weeks late.
Oh, no.
I mean, it would be a blessing, of course, but we're not engaged yet, and I am in a master's program, and I don't graduate until, like, I'm in my first year of my master's program, so...
Have you told him?
He has an idea, because he kind of was asking me, so have you started yet? He's like, no, but don't worry, I'm just stressed.
Well, he's going to know now, isn't he?
Michelle, he has an idea because you've been freaking out.
See, because the segment is about freaking out. So
yeah,
kind of,
yeah. So he got he freaked out.
Because Michelle was kind of downplaying in monotone, so luckily...
He brought some energy to it.
Manny was there, shit, to remind everybody that we're freaking out today.
The lack of chemistry... And that room is stunning.
It made me think maybe these two aren't married after all.
No, well, I don't think so.
No, they're no. Michelle, the maybe pregnant woman you just heard?
Yes.
Holds back. Manny gets a little carried away.
Yeah, he gets a little like, come on, just cool your jets a little.
Oh. We just spoke with Michelle a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
Michelle was 3 weeks late.
Right.
And we're asking people, why are they freaking out? Well, that's a good enough reason to freak out, right, Michelle?
Yeah, it is.
Now, what happened?
My neighbor was just listening to the radio, apparently, and she knocked on my door and said, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I've got a pregnancy test if you want it. I was like,
it's a nice neighbor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so she brought it over. I took it, and we waited about 5 minutes.
Right.
And it was negative, so thank God it is.
Manny. Did you just... Don't pay attention to Manny. So are you happy? Or
are you happy,
yeah,
or are you kind of sad?
I'm relieved.
Oh.
Because that hallelujah, it's like, is that really necessary?
Yeah, you're that happy you're not going to have a little one?
Well, no, that's the guy's point of view.
Well, yeah.
He's playing the guy's point of view.
He's just being hallelujah.
He's being a guy.
God. Yeah,
actually, I thought I was taking a dump, and when I wiped, a maraschino cherry was on the tissue. So all's well that ends well.
That's right. I grabbed my stomach like Adrian in Rocky II, and I fucking shit my teeth in the toilet.
So say bye-bye to little Fleshy. Oh, your newborn looks a little flushed. Is he okay?
Shit.
That's so stupid.
It is.
He looks flushed.
What an asshole. Oh, boy.
Well, they seem to be having a great time with this woman. And, boy, they had that hallelujah thing clip queued up pretty quickly.
That's Manny for you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Certainly is.
Why is Duke calling us with a cankus sore? Duke.
I am developing a conker sore.
Oh, he's got a conker sore.
I got you. All right.
I got a conker sore.
I thought we were playing I'm Freaking Out. Should we play a round of Freaking Out?
Who's freaking out this morning?
Are we getting the pilot Chesley Sullenberger in for his new book? Called One Decision, Three Pages. I hit birds. I landed. Epilogue.
You really?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a special day. I had my coffee.
All right.
You've got a book out?
Yes.
This is why I hate saying yes to all these guest pitches.
He'll be fun, though. He'll be fun if we get him.
We're obviously not getting him. This is the days in town.
What is the thing called, the book?
I don't know.
It's called, Fuck Geese. Oh, no, it's actually called Geese or Cunts. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger with his new book, Geese or Cunts. Thank you for joining us, Captain. Thank you, miss.
It's in the middle of his pictures, you can just look at him hitting geese with golf clubs and fucking kicking them in their little geese asses.
You see a little sad goose with a boot in the middle of his body? Old Chesley taking care of goose business.
Chesley hates the geese.
Despises them. Half the book is goose recipes. Things you can make like dog food and cat food out of geese carcasses. He despises geese.
Chesley.
Yes.
So I guess we're not getting getting him on the show?
Oh, no.
He would not come on this program.
Wait, what's the name of the book?
Highest Duty.
Highest Duty. It's about someone who left an Upper Decker in his toilet. He had a friend come over and shit in a septic tank.
Buy the book. It has nothing to do with that fateful day.
Highest Duty. It's what was in the pilot and co-pilot seat after they hit that water.
Well, Highest Duty is whichever copy of that book is on the top of the pile. Shit. That book is going to fucking stink.
Highest Duty.
A willful
he just
boy
made it a bore fest.
A willful boy is saying it should be more than just the crash.
We were joking about fucking that guy today.
He'll start off talking about the crash, and then he'll go into his fucking awful, boring life.
You know, me and my wife met back in,
exactly.
You just keep flipping through the pages until you see plane crash.
You look for a picture of a goose like with a startled look on his face. Hopefully, passenger got a picture of it. Well, the geese went through the engines, and
you think the goose would look startled?
Yes, it would.
And how does the goose look startled?
I don't know. His eyes bug out, and he goes, "Actually, you don't know that the goose have hands, and they do this."
Yeah.
This book is going to be... I wish you had a copy of it. It's going to be fucking terrible.
Yeah, got to see that. You're right, though. It'll start out... you know, I was on the runway. It'll start all that, and then it'll...
Yeah.
Kind of do a flashback.
For 200 pages and finally tell us what happened.
Well, he'll say like, we're on the runway, all was ready to go. We're taking off, it flies, a lovely day out there. And then a thud, chapter 2. My mom and daddy met on a Klan rally and no one cares.
Right, 200 pages of horse shit.
Give a shit. Right. Hey, my co-pilot back was in prison for trading inappropriate photo, right?
Could someone go...
It's Highest Duty, my search for what really matters.
The landing flaps, asshole.
A runway.
Exactly. There was Teterboro and Newark, and you hit the fucking river, you cunt. Thanks for nothing, shit dick.
My shoes got wet. Thanks a lot.
My search for what really matters. Hats and shitty mustaches apparently made your list. Fucking mustaches and raging.
Really is.
Who is it with, Danny?
Enough of this stupid mustache.
It's with, all right.
Ooh, it's some excerpts.
We got to see, let's see the excerpts.
Jeffrey Zaslow?
Yes, it should say written completely by Jeffrey Zaslow.
That's usually the case. Yep.
Photo of this guy.
Sullenberg did not write his own fucking book.
He has his captain's hat in his right hand. Man, reporting for duty.
Yeah. I love Zaslow.
What are some of the
he used to do the sectional phone.
I knew where you were going. Oh, boy.
Thanks.
That joke should be chapter 9 of this book. Is this the beginning? Okay, the flight lasted just a few minutes, but so many of the details are rich and vivid to me. Mm. I would hope, which ones aren't?
Yeah, don't
like
care.
Like when you saw the geese and didn't get out of the
you
way?
You are totally right. It says the wind was coming from the north, not the south, which was unusual for that time of year. My wheels made a distinct rumbling sound as they rolled across the rural Texas airstrip. What, he's starting in Texas?
Oh, yeah, he's got to get us to LaGuardia, and I didn't know what was in store for me on that fateful day. Chapter 2. Let's see.
What, he starts in Texas?
Yeah. I had a cup of coffee.
Yes, and I remember it because it was a very strong cup of coffee, and I had a log the size of a forearm ready to fall out of my hay. Oof. I wanted to bail out of that one before I did. Oh, no, he's back in 1967.
Oh, my God. Was it his first flight?
Within two paragraphs, he goes back to 1967.
It was June 3rd, 67. I was 16 years old.
Oh, shit.
This book is over by page 4.
It was his first solo flight.
I drew on... Oh.
He landed that one in a lake.
Yeah, exactly.
He loves the water.
He sure does. He's not a kite. He'd always land in a puddle. Wait, what are some of the chapter titles, Danny? Because they'll give away where the book is going.
Yeah, yeah.
Chapter 1, first 30 seconds. Chapter 2.
Here we go.
Chapter 1.
A flight you'd never forget.
Oh, boy.
A pilot's life.
Chapter 2 is a pilot's life.
Yeah.
those who came before me.
All right.
Oh, no. All the older Sullenbergs who were fucking...
Measure twice, cut once.
Measure twice, cut once. Or in a chapter about his circumcision.
The gift of girls.
Ah.
Oh, girls. That's what I want to hear about. Right. How the guy who landed in the marmalade in the backseat of his fucking Edsel...
It's not good. It's probably the birth of his daughters or something.
Showing up for life. Anything is possible.
But the next one is fast, neat, average. He, I guess, analyzes the way he fucks Andy Gifford. Seven is long-term optimist, short-term realist.
Mm.
Wow. Hopefully one-time author. number eight, this is the captain speaking.
Oof.
Chapter nine, showing up for life. Chapter 10, anything is possible. Apparently, except hitting a runway when you take off from LaGuardia. Number 11, managing the situation. This is where we're going to learn about how he got his managerial skills to be cool as a cucumber under pressure.
From managing the situation. This is when Grady came and talked to him about his son.
Exactly. Well, I was about to take off, and I decided to murder my co-pilot and family with an axe. Yeah, he was flying the Continental flight that fucking Scat Man Crothers was on. It's his big black television in the screenshot. A giant fucking macadamia nut toes.
The view from above.
Yeah.
The 13. Sudden, complete, symmetrical.
What fucking title is that?
14 is a great chapter. Gravity.
Gravity. Let me explain gravity to you.
Yes. Chapter 15.
155. Stories heard,
lives touched. I guess 16 is when he interviews. I bet you there's some testimony from the grateful passengers.
Yes,
and they're going to discuss what they were thinking.
Yeah, wild ride.
It's a wild ride.
Mm.
Yes,
18 is just called home.
Home.
That was probably after, and then 19, the question.
Okay.
Are you gay?
Yes. Question. Why did you write this book? Why isn't this a leaflet? Why isn't this a fucking three-paragraph blog?
Like, there's nothing about the situation that we haven't heard already.
We know it all.
In Time Magazine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What a book.
I want to hear about your fucking... I want to hear about when the flare got shot in your helicopter. Yeah. Well, Lance had a surfboard. We took off from LaGuardia. You shut up.
He's got a book signing in the Long Island Sound. Just going to sit there in the water.
It'll probably be a bestseller. I would just be great. And I'm sure he'll talk about the keys to the city and meeting the president.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking gives a turkey.
Right.
Hey, we got to go back to Manny and Riley because I'm getting some intel here.
Oh, good.
A bunch of people, especially Dave S. in Philly. Have you read this whole bio on her website? She, and this is the quote, she got butt by the radio bug and did a stink in Michigan. She got butt by the radio bug and did a stink in Michigan.
They're trying to be wacky or they're legitimate typos, but...
Yeah. They're fucking
bad, you know?
Webmaster Bobo.
She don't look too bad.
There's a lot of fucking, like,
magic.
Facebook fucking voodoo going on with those shots.
Facebook?
She purses her lips a lot.
Yeah, there's. She knows how to look sexy. She's got one look. All right, last clip here. Manny and Riley talk about year read.
What?
Manny gets a bit too mean.
Aw.
So guess who's next up for Playboy, Manny?
Marge Simpson. She'll be on the cover of Playboy. You said it on Friday.
That's already on the E and the Q blog if you want to check out the picture. It's actually kind of cute. But no, Tara Reid is going to be the one that wants to do it now.
Where is
she
been?
I don't know. You know, she
American
Pie? Ever since American Pie,
joking.
Yeah. She said of the magazine possibility, she said, I know there's problems with my stomach. There's bumps on it. It's uneven, but she's recently gotten over these issues and wants
she
to kill herself.
She came to push on Friday night. We wouldn't even let her in.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, that's mean.
She wasn't popular enough.
You're getting the cues brought to you by...
That's mean. That's yeah, mean. That's at least right. She told him. Boy, is that the...
Did you hear the jokes we just had on Sullenberger?
The duty of the whole is just to be...
Right.
That's mean.
You regret some of those jokes now? They were a little mean.
Could you imagine that whole statement with a hole in here? It would have sounded a little different.
He saved so many people. I'm not going to be part of this. No, that's mean.
You guys should stop.
That's mean.
You guys should stop.
Sully was very... he was a hero, an American hero.
It's mean.
He's a goose killer. I hate him. It's a murder, massacrer of geese. And the goose's family wrote a book called That Fateful Day. How the goose was pinching off a nice shit in the yard.
Starts off, yeah. It's an ordinary day. It was pinching off all fucking
shit. Ran through it like a well, you know.
People are coming up with their own titles for the book.
Like what?
Let's say hi to Tyler in Indianapolis. Tyler!
Pedo stash.
Morning, boys.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, I now as a pilot myself that does the same thing Foley does, his total title should just be I Got Lucky. There's no way you can train for that or how good you are you can pull that off. There's no way.
Yeah, he had a lot in his favor that
day. Yeah, wind's going right. The thing, it was like glass, the river that day.
And the thing, when he hit the thing, well, you know, it gave him enough time in the air to make some decisions.
Come on, guy, he did it, so, you know, you got to give him some credit. Don't be mean.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Silly. Don't be mean, boys.
Don't be mean.
All right, thank you, Tyler.
That book is going to be uninspirational dreck. I'm obsessed with reading it now. I ordered a Kindle.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow, what's wrong with that?
No, so you're going to get that book for the Kindle?
It's the first thing I'm going to get and read it on a plane.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait till my Kindle comes.
Please give us a report.
It won't be there till next week. God damn me.
What?
The Kindle, I could have just bought one, but I bought the one that's got the international Wi-Fi. But
why
it's
do you
not...
need international? You don't fly
Because I'm an asshole, Hope.
Where are you going?
I don't think you've ever been out of the country.
Want to read in Japan?
But if I do, even if I do fly out of the country, I think I'm going to have to download a book immediately.
Yeah.
You would just download it ahead of time. Why did you need international Wi-Fi?
I don't know. I want to eat Sully's mustache. I want him to shave it, and I want to have it. I want to mix it in with jam and fucking eat it off a dog's dick.
Put it on top of a piece of sushi.
No, I want to suck it off a dog dick.
I know, I heard that.
What the fuck is going
I love how he corrects me. No, I really want to.
Can you imagine you shaved his mustache and then you mixed it up in some jam and the poor dog came over and you just grabbed him.
You got to smear it on there and then just flick off the deliciousness.
Yeah, and you watch his legs stop kicking when he realizes everything's going to be okay. He's getting blown.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why they don't push the show publicly and make proud announcements about it.
Yeah, I don't think Bob Edwards is talking about.
Of course he's not.
Sully's mustache being cut off, mixed with jam, smeared on a dog dick so he can lick it off.
No, of course
now,
not.
Guys, let's not make fun of people.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Kindle. Why is it called a Kindle?
Actually, because you're I don't know. Because maybe it's shit and you throw it in and burn it like firewood.
Oh, wait. No, come on.
Or maybe because you buy it with a Barbie?
No. It's not funny.
Oh, God, no. That was horrible.
But no, I really want one. It's like small, and I have a Stephen King book. I'm reading Bag of Bones. It's like a thick paperback. I'm like, what am I doing?
Just throw it in the Kindle.
The Karen Carpenter story.
Bag of Bones.
It's the Steve Carlisi story. Bag of Shit.
Oh.
Or no, Where's the Bones?